All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time here with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, one thing is for sure, and that is that quarterback Cam Newton will not be playing for the Carolina Panthers in the 2020 season after the team signed quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to a three-year deal yesterday. Now, of course, a lot of changes are going on in Carolina. They have a new coach in Matt Rhule, and he wants to bring his guys in there first and foremost. Number two, Newton has been injured over the past couple of seasons with a bad shoulder and a bad foot. Newton right now is 30 years of age, but you just have to ask yourself, has the physical way that he has played throughout his career caught up to him? I mean, Newton was never a guy in his, like, when he was at the peak of his physical prowess that was going to go out there and consistently beat you with his arm. This is a guy who has a career completion percentage below 60%. That's number one. He was a former MVP. He is a three-time Pro Bowler. Four-time Pro Bowler. But it's a situation you just have to wonder if his skill set is beginning to deteriorate. I look at Newton right now and what he's going to have to do for 2020. He's probably going to have to go out there and take a one-year deal, maybe a prove-it deal with a team to show that he can still get it done. But for Cam to excel, it has to be the right situation. And when I say right situation, Cam has thrived with a solid running game around him, of course, a good defense, and most importantly, good coaching. And that's the thing. Are there going to be coaches that are going to adjust their style or their play calling, rather, to Cam Newton's skill set and style? We'll have to wait and see. I think the two teams that make the most sense for Cam Newton to join in 2020, you look at the Miami Dolphins as a possibility. Yeah, they have a veteran quarterback in Ryan Fitzpatrick, and there's a possibility, especially with three first-round picks in the NFL draft next month, that they'll take a quarterback early. But, you know, it's hard to pass up on a veteran like Newton if you're Miami, especially if you're trying to make a push and really be a contender right now. You also look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Are they sold on Gardner Minshew as their quarterback? I'm not sure, but make no mistake about it. They traded Nick Foles to the Chicago Bears. So there is definitely a team that needs a better, or an upgrade rather, at the quarterback position. I know some people are going to talk about the Washington Redskins due to the fact that former Panthers head coach Ron Rivera is coaching there now. But let's not forget, Washington selected quarterback Dwayne Haskins last year in the first round. And at some point, they want to see bang for their buck. And I guarantee you, with Rivera taking that job, part of it was to make sure that he could develop and help to improve the young Haskins. So I think the state of Florida right now is the best option for Cam Newton. Definitely not Tampa Bay. We've seen Tom Brady join the Bucs there. But you look at Miami and Jacksonville, both teams that need an upgrade at the quarterback position. And like I said before, he's got to prove it once again to people. He's not going to get a big-time deal like he did once upon a time with the Carolina Panthers as he was their franchise quarterback. But, you know, how hungry and, more importantly, how healthy is Cam Newton going to be in 2020? We will have to wait and see. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Twitter. A part of me on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.